And in world news tonight, we turn not to the Middle East, but to Middle Earth, where several raging controversies threaten to upset the delicate balance of power. Voters in Gondor turned out in record numbers today for the first recall in history of a sitting king. Early returns suggest that Dark Horse candidate Conan the Barbarian will be taking over the country. Conan had this to say for himself at a recent rally in Osgiliath.
Yeah, I promise to clean up government. I will give you lower taxes and cheaper movie tickets. Who is that hot chick with the pointy ears? Bring her to my room with the others. Oh, is this thing still on? I will terminate the bad times. Thank you.
Controversy has swarmed around the Conan candidacy like a marauding orc horde since the very beginning, but seems to have had little effect on his popularity. Objections to his being from a foreign mythology and publisher were quickly overturned by the Council of Wizards, and even his unsavory associations with former Nazgul have not proven a hindrance to his campaign. The most compelling reason for his rise to political stardom seems not to stem from any political skill, though he has ruled a similar kingdom, mostly populated by undersexed teenage boys, but due to general dissatisfaction with the state of political affairs in Middle-earth. King Aragorn has been beset by problems from all sides for several years. His support for the controversial smoking ban in the Shire has brought him under direct attack by the powerful pipeweed industry and their lobbyists. The small but steadily growing hobbit population is largely incensed by what they perceive as a gross violation of their personal liberties. Business at the Green Dragon, a mainstay of nightlife in Bywater and Hobbiton, has fallen by over 70% in the 3 months since the ban was enacted, and longtime patron Hamfast Gamgee fears for its survival.
Taking away our way of life, that's what it amounts to, if nothing less. They take our weed, and then they take away our gathering places. What's next, I ask you? Our mind-altering mushrooms? I need the mushrooms. How else could I stand and work in a garden all day?
Some citizens are not convinced, however. Ted Sandyman, a local entrepreneur, sees new business opportunities arising from all this free time. Sandyman has sold his controlling interest in the Hobbiton Mill and has sunk his assets into franchising a new Walmart store in the Grey Havens. He is a great supporter of King Aragorn.
He has my vote, and the vote of every man who likes a good bargain.
Such support is hard to find nowadays for the embattled king. Opponents blast his environmental record, as pollution from the dwarf forges in Khazad-dûm mingles with the runoff from Rupert Murdoch's new headquarters in Mordor to create a cloud of acid rain over the once prosperous resort area of Lothlorien. The levels of toxicity have grown such that many of the major theme park attractions have been shut down. Galadriel's mirror and waterslide complex has suffered steadily decreasing business as patron reports of skin lesions and neurological deficiencies become commonplace. At night, the mighty Silverlode River glows green, and much of the wildlife has departed. Conditions have proven untenable for most elven inhabitants, who are seeking out better conditions far across the sundering seas. The situation is, perhaps, summed up best by Mayor of Lorien, Celeborn the Wise.
The place is a shithole. I'm moving to Canada.
And if environmental woes weren't enough, the economy worsens daily. Balin Co. announced last week that it will be laying off some 27,000 dwarf workers from its Mithril operations in Moria. Former Fox News correspondent and Balin Co. CEO Grima Wormtongue cites a decrease in sales as the cause of the downsizing. But representatives of WARG, the Workers' Active Response Group, say that it more likely is due to the ready availability of cheap Uruk-hai labor.
A traditional dwarf workforce requires health benefits, competitive pay, and regular hours. These orcs will work non-stop for a mud bath, some trees to burn, and the occasional whiff of man flesh. It's a no-brainer for the corporate honchos.
The embattled king has also found himself under attack by his closest allies. His firm's stand against the elvish gaming industry has brought him into direct opposition with Elrond Half-Elven, whose last homely house casino and showroom Aragorn has vowed to shut down. These days, Elrond has few nice things to say about his son-in-law and former ally.
Typical mortal. Very short-sighted. I don't know what my daughter sees in him.
The elvish community claims that Gondor has no right to regulate the usage of their ancestral lands, and have threatened to shut down the Western Road if the government should try to enact any anti-gaming laws. As the voters flock to the polls, expressing their unrest, one is forced to ask certain questions. Could these problems have been addressed earlier by a more concerned king, or would this powder keg have blazed to life no matter who was running the show? Or is the problem deeper still? Is this recall not so much an expression of dissatisfaction with a particular king as with the institution itself?
Hereditary. Hereditation. Heretical. Well, the kind of monarchy passed down from father to son is a system of government that just does not work. Goes against all that is great and democratic.
Those words, spoken by American President George W. Bush VII, seem to sum up the sentiment of the day. People are hungry for change, and you don't need a Palantir to see that there are hard times ahead for Middle-earth.